Good morning. This is Michael Sparks here, and we're having the Sparks team training call. It's Wednesday, March 13, 2013. Today we have a special guest interview, and it's an exciting and inspirational woman that I met several years ago. Jackie Almer is a entrepreneur that works at in a home-based business industry, same as folks that are calling in today. And I just wanted to touch base with Jackie, and maybe she can give us some tips on having your own home-based business and what it takes to be successful. So let's welcome Jackie. Jackie Almer, are you there?
I am here, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jackie. I want to thank you on behalf of the team and those that are involved in direct sales, network marketing, multi-level marketing, for all that you do in our profession. Your passion and leadership really has helped untold thousands become more successful with their own home-based businesses. You bring a professional image to our industry, and I really appreciate everything that you've done.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I have a passion for the profession. I definitely do, and I just love to see more people be successful. That's my goal.
Well, excellent. And that's, I guess, one reason we're having you today. Maybe you can share some of your thoughts and ideas with the team or people that are listening to this later down the road on how to become more successful. But first, before we get into that, let's hear about yourself, how long you've been in network marketing or direct sales, and your successes, where you're from, your background, and so forth.
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure you want to get into all that.
Well, just tell us where you're from and how long you've been working in our type of industry.
Absolutely. Would love to. I'm originally from Durango, Colorado. Raised there and had a great life there, but like many, wanted to get out of the small-town environment and went to work in the airline industry, and that's taken me all over the country, actually, which I'm really grateful for. And I live in Lake Arrowhead, California now, currently living out here and loving that. But like, you know, I mentioned, I've lived in Nashville, Kansas City, Albuquerque, a lot of different places along the way. And it's kind of funny. I'm really one of those that stumbled into network marketing. It's been 19 years now that I've been part of the profession, but I'm one that kind of came in kicking and screaming as a skeptic, if anyone can relate to that. I was had my first, well, actually, I was introduced to network marketing earlier. You know, in my working career, I was introduced to network marketing and was literally one of those that was kind of like, no, I don't even want to look at it. That's something that you do when you can't get a real job, and, you know, I'm not getting involved in one of those deals. Now, I had no education about it. That was just, you know, that was just stuff that I had made up based on, you know, what I'd heard other people talk about and those type things, which is a good key. It's a key tip for anyone to keep in mind, and a good question to ask people when they are skeptical, you know, why? But we can talk about that later. But what happened was I ended up, you know, home with my first child and very happy to be home. But like many, you know, it's hard to make it on one income. And I was looking for something that I could do from home. And this was pre-internet, or at least pre-internet for me. I was at the library looking at all different books. What could I do for a home business? I started a word processing business. Quickly realized that with an airline pilot husband who was gone half the week and a new baby, finding the time to really make that happen, market my business, do the work, and return it to the clients, that wasn't working super well. So I was out looking. I was actively looking for what I could do, and network marketing kept coming back as the one thing that was going to offer me flexibility with my time and the ability to make more than a hobby income, because that's what I was looking for. So I ultimately worked on educating myself. I put my skepticism aside, and I jumped in. That was in January of 1994, as I mentioned, and now 19 years later, here I am. I've never quit. I've never stopped working in that 19 years. I've certainly had my share of setbacks and slowdowns and things like that where I was frustrated and wanted to quit, but I never have. I always kept going, and it certainly has paid off. So that's a little of my background with getting started.
Well, that's an excellent story, and I think you're right on track with most people being skeptical. Myself included, had the same thing. I got introduced to it way back. I was in the Army, and the guy said, "Well, I just want to give you my presentation. I don't want to see your presentation. I don't want to be part of it." You know, it just had that negative connotation to the whole network marketing thing. And once you, I guess, realize really what it is, and these negative feelings that you have, we don't know why we have them, just because maybe other people have said that, oh, you know, I have a pyramid or whatever. But once you really realize what the industry is about and you understand the professionalism of it and how it works, I think it's a great thing. So I guess moving on here to the understanding of multi-level marketing and the power of the type of business and why it's so great, especially now more than ever. I mean, is there a way you want to give us a little synopsis of your ideas in this? I mean, you go and speak for conferences. You do a lot of different training, not only with your own company that you're in, but you go and do, I think you've been on the MLM cruise. You just got back from Dallas for some kind of training event and everything. So just give us some of your thoughts on the industry, where it's headed, and the power of the type of business that we're involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny. Network marketing, you know, in 19 years, I've always heard, you know, now's the best time for network marketing. Now's the best time for network marketing. When the economy's up, when the economy's down, now's the best time for network marketing. The reality of it is the best time for network marketing is an individual thing for each person. And it's important for us to keep that in mind, because it's the timing of other individuals that make the difference. And maybe it's easy for me to understand that because of my own story. You know, in September of 19, or whenever it was, like 1992, when I was first approached about network marketing, I could not have been less interested. I seriously could not have been less interested. Fast forward to January of 1994, I could not have been more interested. Now, here's the funny thing about that. Nothing had changed. Same company, same product, same pay plan, same sponsor. I had changed. That was the difference. So I think that's important to keep in mind. There's never a bad time for network marketing, because there are always people. Every 6 months, people go through some type of life change. Some are significant, some are less significant, whether it's the birth of a child, a marriage, a job loss, a relocation, an aging parent that we need to become a caregiver for. There are so many different things that go on in people's lives that make the timing right for them potentially for network marketing. So the time is always right, and it truly, you know, we have people from Warren Buffett to Robert Kiyosaki to Donald Trump, just to name three big proponents of network marketing as a great business model for anyone to really learn business skills. You know, the reality of it is, here in the U.S. anyway, you know, we've gone from a society where back in the day, most people were small business owners, from farming to the milk guy to, you know, on and on and on. I don't need to give you all a history lesson. You understand that. But we've moved to where, you know, roughly 90% of the population today is an employee. And you know, these days, we all know there's no job security with that. I don't care what you're doing in most cases. There's probably a few exceptions. I never like to lump everything together, but job security, as we, most of us have known it growing up and you know, moving through time, doesn't exist like it used to. So more and more people today are open to a plan B. You know, we've watched our 401ks get slashed. We've watched retirement programs disappear from corporate America. We've watched so many things go on, and people are realizing that if they really want that security, you know, they're going to have to do something about it. And many of them are finding that second and third job that they're taking, you know, really isn't the answer anyway. So now is such a great time, because more and more people are open to something. People are looking for solutions. They're not necessarily looking for your products. They're not necessarily looking for your business opportunity. What they're looking for is a solution to their financial challenges. And when you can approach people from that perspective, I mean, we're problem solvers. When we can approach it from that perspective, it's a lot easier to open someone's mind to taking a look at what you're doing when you're offering them a solution to whatever it is that's challenging them. So it's a great time for network marketing. I think the key is for us to become better educated, for us to really develop our skills in how to approach people, how to introduce our opportunity, good language to use, and so on. And when we really master those skills, we become unstoppable because people will be interested. Unfortunately, because so many of us come from that employee background, myself included, we don't really know, in most cases, how to go about really making a good invitation to someone, how to approach it from a perspective that's going to get them interested. So that's one thing that I have a true passion about, is really coaching on good success language, because once you have that mastered, you'll see your success ratio grow by probably 75% in at least getting people to take a look. What happens after that, you know, is a different thing, but getting them to take a look, that's our number one goal. You know, success in our business is really not about getting that sign up. Success in our business, first and foremost, starts with getting a yes, a no, or a maybe. And when we can approach every opportunity to, when we're interacting with someone, that's the success that we're looking for, we're going to raise the standards. We're going to ultimately raise our sponsoring ratio.
Wow, that's a lot of information, but I can relate to a lot of what you've said, and in my own story as well. With the when I first looked at it, I was not open to it at all, and fast forward, it was a couple of years that my situation changed. I was in a area and I was looking for a job and I couldn't find one, and I thought, well, heck with this, I don't have to ask, I don't have to fill out a resume. Everybody gets accepted in my company to get registered. So I didn't have to worry about that. I just signed up and didn't know any better, really, and went to work. Really, that's what I think the key is for most people, is just get to work and you'll learn all that stuff along the way. I think I've heard the term, it's an earn while you learn business. And as far as the power of our business and what it can really do for an individual, I mean, can you kind of expound on that? I think a lot of people maybe listening or just getting started or they're not having the success they like, but what can they see if they really turn the screws a little bit tighter, learn really the things that, like some of the things you teach and some of the things you talk about as far as the inviting and getting the right lingo down. Can you talk about that real quick?
You bet. You know, the one thing that I've learned over 19 years is that most of the time when people state that they're not having the success that they want, it really has more to, you know, we get busy in our own mind very often versus actually taking action. I think in the early days, a lot of times we spend more time thinking about our business than we do actually working it. What I've learned, and it's so true, I mean, you hear this and it sounds so cliche, but it's so true. You know, if you just don't quit and you stay in action, you will be successful. It's like anything. You know, you have to develop the business skills. The beauty of network marketing, there's not one thing that we do in this business, and I don't care what your product is, who your company is, what your compensation plan looks like, or any of that. There's nothing that we do in network marketing that can't be developed as a business skill set, and the communication piece of it is the most important. I mentioned this already, but it really is about becoming a good problem solver for people, because they're not looking for your products necessarily. There's exceptions. They're not even looking for a business opportunity necessarily. They're looking for a solution to a financial problem. When you can ask questions, determine what that is, and then share how your opportunity might make a difference for them, then they're going to be open to it. So, you know, I always say when people come to me on my own team, you know, gosh, you know, I can't get anybody to take a look. I can't get anybody to say yes. My first question is, get out your calendar. Okay, let's go through your calendar. Let's go through the last week. Who did you talk to in the last week? Who did you make the invitation to? You know, most of the time it comes, they've talked to somewhere between 2 and 6 people, and they're basing their lack of success or their failure or whatever on 2 to 6 people. And I've tracked this statistically. Now, when somebody tells me, well, I've talked to 50 people, well, then we typically know, well, we need to work a little bit on what you're saying. Let's go through what you're saying. But if it's, you know, 2 to 6 people, yeah, we probably need to work on what you're saying, but we also need to know that it truly is a numbers game. And in the beginning, you're going to go through more numbers. You're going to get more no's than yeses in the beginning for most people until you develop that confidence, that posture, and that business skill set of being able to ask good questions, become a good listener for people, and then use the tools of the business to present what we have. the other mistake that we make is that we try to let our own mouth be a tool for the business. And that's a huge mistake. You know, I coach my own team and I do the same thing. I let the tools do the talking all the time. I don't do one-on-one presentations where I sit and go through an overview with people. And I used to, but what I've learned more than anything is this is the least duplicable thing in network marketing, because everything that you do in our business, you're modeling for people what they're going to be doing if they decide to join you. So if you can, you know, make a good invitation, get them to say yes to take a look, and then have a DVD or a conference call or a website presentation or maybe a magazine or a brochure that you can kind of take people through, if you let those tools do the talking for you, do the heavy lifting, as we like to call it, then your prospect is going to be experiencing that, observing that, and thinking, yeah, I could do this. But when you do a beautifully scripted presentation where you've memorized everything and you're a brilliant speaker, your prospect is looking at that and saying the same thing. Wow, that's great. This sounds really good, but I'm not really sure that I could do this. So you always want to keep that in mind as well, that you're modeling all along the way what they're going to be doing. So, you know, using those tools, developing that, and really looking at your calendar. I am huge on the calendar. I really work with people to get their calendar scheduled. Know the night before what you're going to do the next day, every single day in your business. I always know who I'm going to be calling for the first time, who I'm going to be following up with, and I keep track of where everybody is in the process. And it doesn't have to be some super elaborate tracking system. I'm still kind of a paper and pencil kind of gal. I mean, I still use a day timer. Yes, I use a Gmail calendar too, but I don't have any fancy tracking system that I use to track people. It's pretty archaic, but it works for me. It works for me on the go as a mom, you know, racing around, doing that kind of thing. I use my day timer a lot, and I can look at my day timer. So if my sponsor ever comes to me and says, you know, what's your business week look like, I can open up my calendar and show him. And also, I can create self-accountability through that. So if I'm ever feeling like, man, it's just not happening for me, it's not going fast enough, all I have to do is open up my calendar and look at it. And if it's blank, staring at me, well, then I know that I'm not doing what I should be doing to be successful. And if it's full, then I know that things are percolating and they're moving along and they're doing really well. And that's really what it is. It's filling that pipeline, it's keeping it full, and then being very consistent in follow-up so that you are sponsoring people every month. Some from this month, some from months previous, but you're catching people when the time is right for them.
That's 100% true, I believe, too. Most people aren't doing enough activity, and you can track your activities by looking at your calendar. And I'm also a believer in trying to keep a calendar and keeping it up to date. And like you say, you've got to figure out what works for you, if it's a day timer or electronic means or something even more elaborate. If you want to do that, that's great. That's excellent information. I appreciate you bringing up the thing on the third-party tools. I think I've had a call on that, and I preach that as well. Our company that we work in has some excellent tools to be able to present, and we don't have to be great presenters, great speakers, or anything like that, because I think it does scare some people away that, oh, I could never do that, or I'm not a salesperson. I get that one a lot. And I said, well, you don't really have to be. You just have to be a good inviter. You have to smile at somebody and say, ask a few little questions, and let the company do the selling for us. So
yeah, and, you know, it's kind of funny. What I've learned is that when if you're getting that objection a lot, oh, well, I'm not good at sales, the important thing is to look at what you're doing that's giving the impression to your prospect that this is about sales. And a great way to do that, one thing I've learned, if I ever get that objection from a prospect, which I very seldom do anymore, what I say to them is, that's interesting. What was it about what I shared with you that made you feel like this is sales? And if you'll just ask that question and listen, very often it can be a great learning tool for you to figure out what you need to adapt.
Okay. That's interesting. Definitely something to keep in mind. Let's go on. It's kind of talking about some of these skills and everything. Let's move on to some of the tools and stuff that you've created. I don't really remember how I found you. I think I do. I was wanting to update my website, and trying to find a way to get into the web 2.0. Before that, I had just a static HTML website, and I had worked my business by using a lot of message boards, and I wanted to get more into the social media and getting that integrated to my website. I knew I had to have an updated website. Well, I had somebody that contacted, and they wanted like $3,500. I thought, oh, this is no way. You know, anybody that knows Michael Sparks, I'm like the cheap guy. I always try to do things the cheapest way. And I think I found you by looking for basically WordPress information and how to make my own website. And you had some tutorials and I think some calls or something that I listened to or a video that said how to do it and, you know, what to do and getting the WordPress for dummies and get started. And that's kind of what I did. And I've bought several of your programs to include, well, obviously your free email tool that you have is a profit in your PJs. I've also bought the CD set, Power Recruiting, Social Networking Online. I know you have a couple other training things. Let's talk about these tools that you've created and see if how those can help people maybe listening in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, about 13 years ago, I'm really dating myself here, I discovered the internet. Not that I didn't invent the internet. I'd like to say I did, but I didn't. But I kind of discovered the internet back then. I discovered it and thought, wow, this is really an amazing tool. And there's got to be a way that I can use this for my business. Because my theory was if people are going online to find a restaurant in Buffalo, New York, or figure out how to, get rid of bees in the garden or whatever it is. That's kind of a bad analogy, but you get my point. If people are going online looking for solutions, again, we're a solutions provider. People are going online looking for answers and solutions. They've got to be going online looking for answers and solutions to their financial challenges too. And so I thought, you know, if I can get myself out there with my home-based business, if I can get myself out there so that I can be found, then I can have people looking at my business right now. I could have one person right now. I could have 10 people in the next hour. I could have 20 people. I could have hundreds or thousands of people all looking at my business without me even being physically there. You know, it wouldn't have to be physically present. So I jumped in. I got started. I stumbled my way along. I've never taken a computer class in my life. I've never taken an internet training class. I really absolutely was greener than green, but I knew that I was onto something and it was going to be a great tool. And, you know, I'm happy to say in that 13 years, I've personally enrolled over 1,500 people who've come to me looking for a business, and I've done it, you know, just using those tools. And, you know, important to say, I'm not a big system person. Like, I don't believe in signing up for a lot of those systems that are out there that everybody's trying to sell you, you know, trying to tell you that it's easier to promote that versus your network marketing company. I'm not a big proponent of that. I literally have built that business. I've sponsored those people by being out there online. I'm like you, Michael. I started out in forums and those type things, and then ultimately shifted that over to social media when social media came along. But it's really still about building relationships. So I do have that. You know, you can go to profitinyourpjsnow.com, and that's, you can sign up for the newsletter, and it basically gives you a report of how to be successful in network marketing online and offline, the tools that you need, how to get yourself out there. I have a WordPress setup guide. That's at jackiealmer.com/WP blog, as in WordPress blog. That'll just give you, it's a free PDF download that literally walks you through with screenshots how to get up and running in WordPress in, you know, 10 to 20 minutes. And then really from there, it's really about developing your presence and understanding, this is the biggest thing I always like to stress, people confuse online marketing with online advertising. I haven't built my business success online by being a blatant advertiser. In fact, I've done very little of it by doing paid advertising. Most of it is just the time and effort that I'm willing to put out there to develop relationships with people. I've always viewed the internet as just an extension online of what we do offline. So if I go into a group or forum or page on Facebook and interact with people and it's about, you know, building a successful business, that would be like me going to the B&I meeting. You know, and a little bit different, more the Chamber of Commerce meeting, you know, kind of I'm interacting with people, but I'm not out there blatantly posting my opportunity for everybody to see. That's not how we attract people to us. It's really about putting ourselves out there, because it's still a relationship business. We want to put ourselves out there, create an interest around us, get people to click back to the profile, and then click back to our personal site or blog, where we can then begin to conduct business and sell people on what it is that we do. So I have some other training resources over there. You mentioned power recruiting, social networking. All of that is over at JackieAlmer.com. You can click on Jackie's training resources, and you'll find all of it in there and you know, see what fits for you. For those who are really wanting, I've got one ebook, MLM, the Internet, and You. That's the primary starting place for people who are wanting to learn how to start online. It gives the whole overview and the whole picture, because I think it's important that people understand all of the components that come into place. You know, a lot of times people jump out on Facebook and they're doing this, that, and the other thing, but they don't have a strategy. They don't understand the mindset behind how they want to capture these people, capture their information, and that's an important part of it.
Yeah, that's an excellent thing there. You're right. And going back to the social networking thing, I guess your social networking online CD that I listened to, it really came home and said, you know, you got to be able to, it's just like being in real life. If you went and talked about your business to everybody all the time, 24 hours a day, you're not going to have any friends, or you're not going to have any friends online as well. They want to know, they want to have a personal relationship with you. Yes, they want to know about your business going way back to the beginning of everything, when the timing is right. So if you have it in there and they know what you do, that's okay. But they want to have a relationship with you, and that could be online as well as offline. And putting it out there, and I like the one-third social, one-third personal, and one-third business or whatever, and that's kind of one of your things in that social media or social networking online. And you've got some really great things that are well thought out, and the tools have helped me. I guess that's why I'm having you on the call tonight, because I really feel that you've helped me a lot, and hopefully I can give back by allowing some of the people listening in or later on to be able to get in touch with you and so forth. Moving on to the little wrap up here, we have a convention like most network marketing companies. Our convention is once every 5 years, but it's a really pretty big deal. And I want to kind of get your take. I'm sure you've been to all kinds of different training things. Get your take on attending any kind of company conventions, upline training, like these calls, other generic multi-level marketing, home business training, and so forth. Tell me what you think about that, and see if that's something you think is important for people that are really wanting to build their business.
Absolutely. Company, you know, first and foremost, there's never a good reason to miss your company convention unless there's literally a dire family emergency. Truly. I don't know when yours is, but begin planning. You know, I start promoting mine at the first of the year, and it's 6 months out from the first of the year. I start promoting every single week. Your company convention is the most important thing that you can do, because events build belief. They create social proof. They get you in a room full of other people who are excited, who are goal-oriented, and where you can look around and go, wow, these are normal people just like me. You know, and if all these number of people are interested, surely I can find some other people out there who are interested as well. So nothing builds belief like your convention, your company events can. So you definitely start with that. Your upline training programs like these type calls, Michael, that you do, these are imperative too. You want to get yourself plugged in. You want to stay consistent with being on these, because here's the thing. When you're first getting started, sometimes there's a tendency to think, well, I don't need to be on every call. You know, I've heard all that before. It's that constant ingraining in your brain and going through that training over and over again that begins to build that belief, that begins to build that posture, and really sets you up for success. So that piece is critical. And if you want your team to duplicate and grow, you've got to be the one to set the pace. So if you want your team at company convention, you get to company convention. If you want your team on weekly calls and plugging in, you be on those weekly calls and you begin to share what you took away from those, so that it encourages people to get on those as well. You know, there's other generic training events. You mentioned I was at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals event in Dallas a week and a half ago. Fabulous generic event. One thing that I love about generic events, and I tell my team, if you can only attend one event a year, it's got to be company convention. But if you can stretch it to two or three, make one of those a generic event. And the reason is because the thing that I love about generic events is that we, you know, generic events don't get into any product training, which product training is important, but it's all mindset, it's all skill set, it's all those type things. And you get to hear from a cross-section of people from all different companies, and basically you learn a lot of the same things. You learn that most people struggle in the beginning, even the top income earners, what they did to overcome those challenges. And you learn little bits and pieces, and it's kind of funny. In my very first company, I had to go outside of my company to find a strong female mentor who had built the business with small children. For whatever reason, in that first company, there was not anyone really at the top as a female who had built it while their kids were still small. And I was, that's who I was and where I was, and that's what I was looking for. And that really opened up my perspective to other trainers. I never went into business with that person who became my mentor in that, which was fine. I wasn't looking to change companies or anything like that. I was just looking for someone who could show me a path to be successful and not sacrifice my kids along the way. So that's the other thing you take away. You meet amazing people, you network, you make connections, and the reality of it is we never know. You want to build your network wherever you go, and by that I just mean your, like, think of it as your Rolodex, maybe your virtual Rolodex. You want to meet people, connect with people. You don't go and pitch people at generic events, but you never know when something's going to change with them, with a company, or different things like that. As you network and you make connections and you become known at these events, you never know what that can do to boost your business and build. So I events are absolutely critical to success. Success leaves clues, and as you typically notice, you know, the people at the top attend events, and so that's why you want to be attending them as well.
Yeah, I agree, and our company has obviously training classes, and we have excellent online training courses and so forth. But just can't get any better than getting with other live bodies that are excited about you, your product, your service, your company, and then also the generic training. I've been to several, and you're right. We're not there pitching other people, but you get to really visit with other leaders, and you know, they don't really know you from Adam. You don't have any preconceived, well, that guy's top of the magazine and I can't talk to him. These people, you go to some of these events just like yourself and get to talk to Jackie Ulmer and see how she's doing, and it just feels good to, you know, visit with them and just get more camaraderie in our profession. With that, I appreciate the information on the convention. If you're listening in, and it's before July 16th or so, we need to have you register for the convention that we're having. I think it's I'll be there. I've been to every one that I since it started, since I've been in the business, and I go up every year. If we have a training event, I get there if I possibly can. Jackie, how do people get in touch with you? I know you said a couple of other things, but what's the main place to get in touch with you?
Yeah, my primary blog, JackieUlmer.com, that's ULMER. You can find me there. You can contact me through that. Leave me a voice message through that if you have specific questions. Definitely get the Profit in Your PJs report so you can, you know, really have that solid foundation. Not that Michael doesn't do a great job of providing that, but you just never know when someone else is going to, you know, give you something where you kind of go, oh, wow, now I get it. So if I can be that person for any of you, I'd love to do that, and that's the best way to find me.
Okay, great. And if they want to purchase any of your products, those are there on your site. I know you have another one called StreetSmartWealth.com. That's another place to find you. There's a lot of stuff on there as well, and some great videos that we've talked about the video thing. I still I'm not there yet. I keep saying I'm going to start doing videos, and I make one and I delete it. So we've all got work to do, I'm sure.
We are, and I'm going to get you. Now that I know that, I'm going to get you out there. I'm going to become a thorn in your side.
There you go. Let's see here. Let's open this up and see if there's any questions. I've got the mute off. Anybody have a question for Jackie that they'd like to ask? Don't be shy now. We've got a couple callers today that are here. If you got a question, just speak up.
Hey, Michael. This is Brian.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for calling in.
I hope it's not too noisy since I'm driving along here, but I wanted to listen in and see what Jackie had to offer. While I don't have any questions, I do want to send out just a giant thank you. Wow, that was great information. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. I think that first probably 15, 20 minutes was, I mean, it just, that was good stuff. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Well, thank you. It's my privilege, and I appreciate Michael for inviting me, and hope that I can, you know, the beauty of this profession is you get to, all of us start somewhere, and we have those people that help us along the way, and the beauty is you get to pay it forward.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Brian, this is going to be recorded, so I know you couldn't take any notes and whatnot, so you'll get your notes when you get to listen to it for the second time and take some of this information and use it, definitely. Well, with that, Jackie, I appreciate you getting on tonight. I'm glad we finally got to connect and everything, and I know our Monday night calls are you have your company training at the same time, so that didn't work at this during the day thing. We had a few people calling in, and of course it's recorded, and I hope it helps you as well as helps the team that gets to listen to it at their convenience.
Absolutely. Well, my honor and privilege to be here. Thanks again for having me.
You're welcome, Jackie. And with that, I hope you have an excellent week and weekend, and hopefully we'll see you soon somewhere down the road.
Absolutely. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.